Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. We are called to the continuance of service to Jesus Christ. Once we have begun, we must continue in our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not to lose heart, nor to turn back from following the Savior. We must not become discouraged by the various obstacles that will be placed in our path by the devil. As the mighty oak withstands the winds and the storms, so we must withstand and remain fixed. Our faith in the resurrection must not be doubted. We must embrace the reward that is promised and continue toward the goal. God has made certain of our resurrection from the dead, and that is our motive for service and loyalty. We are to be engaged in constant labor for the hope that has been given to us by the Father of mercies. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief, Hebrews 4:11. Our labor is not in vain, for God has never given idle promises. His promise is without fail, and is certain for those who remain steadfast and unmovable to God through Christ, has promised to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, Colossians 1:22-23. We have been called to go work in the vineyard of Christ. Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way, Matthew 24. Our labor is not finished until we have closed our eyes in death. We are not engaged in the vain labor of unbelief, but we have the assurance that God is true and every man a liar, Romans 3:4. Nothing must turn us from faith in God and in Jesus Christ. The pleasure of sin or the vain philosophy of man must not steal from us the marvelous reward of the resurrection. We are to move each day more closely to the reward that has been promised by God and secured by Jesus Christ. We must keep our focus on the prize as we engage ourselves fully and completely in the labor for which we have been called. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Galatians 6:9. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.